You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, June 14th. I'm Matt Klein, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the market this morning. Our first number is 2.8%. That's the average inflation rate that Americans expect over the next 5 years, according to the latest survey data from the University of Michigan's Survey of Consumers. It's down from 3.0% in May. This measure of inflation expectations had been steady around 2.5% from the middle of 2016 until the end of 2019. Initially, inflation expectations fell slightly during the pandemic, before beginning to rise at the end of last year, thanks to concerns about rising commodity prices, the growth of the money supply, and the size of the federal budget deficit. But consumers' longer-term inflation expectations remain below where they were for the two decades before 2014. The sustained drop in expected inflation was part of what motivated the Federal Reserve to review its policies so that inflation expectations wouldn't continue to drift lower. The latest reading suggests the Fed still has some work to do. The next number up is 530,000. That's how many mortgage forbearance plans are up for review to either be extended or expire before the end of the month, according to a new analysis from mortgage data analytics company Black Knight. As of June 8th, just over 2 million homeowners remain in pandemic forbearance plans, down from the peak of almost 5 million last May. As the economy has recovered, Americans have returned to work, and house prices have soared, fewer and fewer borrowers have had the need for mortgage forbearance. More than 100,000 borrowers left forbearance plans in early June, although that was partly offset by other people starting forbearance plans, so that the net decline was 61,000. The current schedule of reviews could lead to a sharp drop in the number of plans in forbearance, with another wave of reviews occurring in July. The good news is that fewer Americans are likely to need the help much longer. Our last number is 19.6%. That's how much labor productivity rose in 2020 at line haul railroads, according to new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That was the biggest increase in productivity last year among all the categories of services tracked by the BLS, followed by radio and television broadcasting, gambling, and medical and diagnostic laboratories. Line haul railroads managed to move just as many goods in 2020 as they did in 2019, even as they cut the number of hours worked by more than 16%. Radio and television broadcasters boosted their output by more than 7%, even as the number of hours worked fell by almost 9%. Casinos and other gambling businesses saw their output fall by 22% in 2020, but that was smaller than the drop in hours worked. The industries with the worst productivity performance were airlines, travel arrangers, and amusement parks. Output and hours collapsed in all three industries, but businesses tended to protect their workers at the expense of profits. Thanks to government support, hours worked at airlines dropped by only 8%, even though output fell more than 60%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, June 14th. I'm Matt Klein, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.